This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Drake went to McDonald's and laid huge tips on two lucky McDonald's employees. Yep, he paid a visit to one of the fast food locations here in LA and gifted two female workers with 10 grand in cash each. Back in October, following his concert at the LA Forum, Drake treated his fans to McDonald's at his after party at Poppy Nightclub in West Hollywood. Yep, Drake loves Mickey D's. Actor Liam Neeson confessed he once sought revenge for a loved one's rape by roaming the streets searching for a random black person to murder. The Colt Pursuit star said, quote, "I went up and down areas with a heavy stick, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him," unquote. Wow, good or bad publicity for his new flick? Cardi B asked fans to decide if she should accept an invitation from Polk County Democrats in the key state of Iowa to speak at a reception of her choice in May. The influential Democratic group explained they've hosted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, quote, and many powerful women leaders, unquote. And your point is? Oh, right. Actress Anna Kendrick is going public about her health scare. The Pitch Perfect star suffered a recent bout of kidney stones. She thanked the Atlanta medical team who treated her when she was at her, quote, most vulnerable and terrified, unquote, especially the doctors and nurses who cared for her. Kidney stones are considered one of the most painful things one can go through, especially while singing. As casting continues for Stardust, an upcoming biopic about the late David Bowie, the project hit a publicity snag. Filmmaker Duncan Jones, Bowie's son, claimed the producers didn't have the rights to his father's library of music, nor did they have the family's blessing. Pretty certain nobody has been granted music rights for any biopic. I would know, Jones said. Awkward. Showtime has changed Homeland's final season's debut. Season 8 will now launch in the fall. Homeland's 12-episode farewell will be shot on location in Morocco, with the North African country subbing for Season 8's fictional backdrop of Afghanistan. The setup harkens back to Homeland's fourth season, which was also set in Afghanistan. The final season is set to be its most intense yet. Can't wait! Speaking of Showtime, a sequel to The L Word has been given an 8-episode order. It's a follow-up to the original groundbreaking drama and set to premiere by the end of 2019. The L Word series creator Elaine Chaikin and original stars Jennifer Beals, Catherine Monig, and Laisha Haley are exec producing. Beals, Monig, and Haley will play their original characters. We love lesbians! Grammy-winning rapper 21 Savage was taken into custody by immigration for allegedly overstaying his visa. Though he publicly identified as being from Atlanta, authorities say he's actually from the UK. The news sparked controversy on Twitter, and Demi Lovato deleted her account after getting hateful backlash for posting memes about the rapper. "Hello, governor. I am 21 Savage Berry, Esquire." Javier Bardem looks like a lock to join the cast of the Dune reboot. The cast includes Timothée Chalamet, Dave Bautista, and Charlotte Rampling, with Oscar Isaac and Zendaya also in talks to join. Bardem will play Stilgar, the leader of a tribe that helps Chalamet's character. Blade Runner 2049 filmmaker Denis Villeneuve is directing. Hopefully, I won't fall asleep in the middle of this one. Fox has renewed The Masked Singer for a second season. It's the number one new series and top unscripted show, which drew 17 million viewers for its debut episode. The Masked Singer features celebrities facing off against one another, with each singer in full face mask to conceal his or her identity. Yeah, that show. The one with plastic surgery gone wrong spokesmodel Nicole Scherzinger. The Big Bang Theory is bringing in one of its biggest roster of guest stars for a special Dungeons & Dragons-themed episode, including the original Captain Kirk, William Shatner. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kevin Smith, Joe Manganiello, and frequent guest star Will Wheaton will join the gang. When the series ends in May, there will be a total of 279 episodes produced. That's a lot of Sheldon. The severe Arctic weather in Chicago brought production in that city to a halt on the sets of both Empire and Prove It Innocent. Temperatures dropped as low as 26 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in some parts of the Chicago area, with the wind chill hovering around minus 52. Separately, Empire had been impacted by the assault and hospitalization of star Jussie Smollett. Bad week. ABC has handed out renewals for a bunch of hit shows, including the perennial favorite Modern Family. It's been renewed for an 11th season, which will also be its last. The show has won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series 5 times and is one of the top comedies on television. Geez, after 11 seasons, the kids on that show are starting to all look a little long in the tooth. Has been. Tori Spelling announced that a Beverly Hills 90210 revival featuring some members of the original cast is officially in the works. It's confirmed, Spelling, 45, said during a recent interview. The highly Botoxed actress said, quote, "It's the OG crew back together, and we're playing heightened versions of ourselves," unquote. You mean chemically enhanced versions of ourselves. Yeesh. The Trash Bin. Tekashi 6ix9ine has pleaded guilty to 9 racketeering, gun, and drug charges and is cooperating with the feds. Tekashi copped to an array of crimes in a plea hearing in Manhattan federal court, including selling a kilo of heroin. He faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 47 years in prison, though he could get less for his cooperation. Talk about a smackdown. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
TikTok is boasting 500 million monthly active users compared with Twitter's 326 million and poses a threat to Snapchat's core base. Nexstar is buying Tribune Media, becoming the largest U.S. TV station operator. Alphabet's Verily has been working on health tracking shoes to measure movement, weight, and falls. Soon you'll be able to retract messages you regret sending on Facebook Messenger. Whoo-wee! I have some work to do.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Lego Movie 2 is king of the box office.
The number one album.
Hoodie Season by A Boogie with Da Hoodie is back on top of the album charts.
The number one app.
Nothing has changed. It's still Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one book.
For the third straight month, it's former First Lady Michelle Obama with Becoming.
Fletcher doesn't think that anyone should ever have to reveal their sexuality to the world. The singer-songwriter, whose 2015 debut single War Paint topped the Spotify viral chart upon release, has architected a pop career that colors outside of the lines of gender and sexuality. Recently, Fletcher made the move from New York to Los Angeles, where she's been recording new material and soaking in the laid-back Southern California lifestyle. About L.A., Fletcher says, quote, "There's more information and more community and pride and just this overwhelming feeling of love and acceptance in a community that's waiting for anyone with open arms. And I love that," unquote. Here's Fletcher with the song of the week, Undrunk.
Wish I could get a little undrunk so I couldn't call you at 5 in the morning. I'll wait on you, but some things you can't. I could get a little undrunk so I couldn't call you at 5 in the morning. I would undo you, but some things you can't undo. I wish I could unkiss the.
That That was Fletcher with the song of the week, I'm Drunk. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.